第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Do you enjoy life in New York?
No, I don't. I'm planning to move to Chicago or Boston, but I've never regretted my earlier decision. Why did the old couple sell their house here?
Because they wanted to live somewhere warm.They were tired of the snow all year round. Amy, lunch is ready.
Wait for a moment. I am sending an email.
Come on. I have to attend a meeting in half an hour.I think I'll order the chocolate ice cream because I didn't eat lunch earlier today.
No dessert for me. I can hardly get into my jeans.
This t-shirt is lovely. I will buy a blue one for myself and a white one for my wife.
We also have pink ones.
Then give me a pink one, too.
Okay, the price is $10 for each.
Second节, 听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题。从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六、七题。
15 minutes to get there, and these suitcases too. I think we ought to take a taxi.
Not at this moment. Look at the traffic. It is moving very slowly. We can get there just as quickly on foot.
Well, I can't possibly carry this suitcase any farther.
Let me take it.
Don't be silly. You can't carry your case and mine as well.
Yes, I can. The cases aren't that heavy.
You see, they're heavier than you thought.
Perhaps it is not a bad idea to take a taxi after all.
15 minutes to get there, and these suitcases too. I think we ought to take a taxi.
Not at this moment. Look at the traffic. It is moving very slowly. We can get there just as quickly on foot.
Well, I can't possibly carry this suitcase any farther.
Let me take it.
Don't be silly.You can't carry your case and mine as well?
Yes, I can. The cases aren't that heavy.
You see, they're heavier than you thought.
Perhaps it is not a bad idea to take a taxi after all.
Listen to the 7th material.回答第八至十题。
I find it harder to say no than yes.
Me too, and most people do. Sometimes when we are at home relaxing for a couple of days, our friends ask us to offer some help. We usually agree unwillingly.
Yes, many people say yes to this kind of request. People tend not to consider their own interests and feelings, but they are often angry with themselves afterwards.
That's true. Saying no requires courage and considerable practice, for people are afraid saying no might risk losing their friendship of the person asking for help.
But in fact, rejecting a request can even help to keep a relationship lasting longer.
Yes, I agree. It is better to say no sometimes.
I find it harder to say no than yes.
Me too, and most people do. Sometimes when we are at home relaxing for a couple of days, our friends ask us to offer some help. We usually agree unwillingly.
Yes, many people say yes to this kind of request. People tend not to consider their own interests and feelings, but they are often angry with themselves afterwards.
That's true. Saying no requires courage and considerable practice, for people are afraid saying no might risk losing their friendship of the person asking for help.
But in fact, rejecting a request can even help to keep a relationship lasting longer.
Yes, I agree. It is better to say no sometimes.
Frontier Airlines, how may I help you?
I'm calling to make a reservation for the 2nd of May.
Yes, sir. Could you give me the city you're leaving from and your destination, please?
I'll be departing from Houston, Texas, and flying to Chicago, Illinois.
And when do you want to return?
I want to come back on the 5th. Oh, and ma'am, I'd like the cheapest flight you have.
Yes, sir. Well, if you leave at 6 a.m. from Houston on May 2nd, the price for the flight is $150.
And what about from Chicago on the 5th?
That's also $150 if you leave at 6 a.m.
Great. Let's do that. And would you have any information about places to stay? I'm going to an important meeting in the Michigan Avenue area.
Yes, sir. But first, may I have your name? Frontier Airlines, how may I help you?
I'm calling to make a reservation for the 2nd of May.
Yes, sir. Could you give me the city you're leaving from and your destination, please?
I'll be departing from Houston, Texas, and flying to Chicago, Illinois.
And when do you want to return?
I want to come back on the 5th. Oh, and ma'am, I'd like the cheapest flight you have.
Yes, sir. Well, if you leave at 6 a.m. from Houston on May 2nd, the price for the flight is $150.
And what about from Chicago on the 5th?
That's also $150 if you leave at 6 a.m.
Great. Let's do that. And would you have any information about places to stay? I'm going to an important meeting in the Michigan Avenue area.
Yes, sir. But first, may I have your name?
Linda, I want to know something about Mr. Bacon. You know him, don't you?
Sure, Eric. I used to work for him. Why are you asking about him?
You know, I've applied for a full-time job in his factory, but I have never seen him, and tomorrow he will interview me.
Oh, that's nice. Mr. Bacon is a very successful manager.
What does he look like? Is he handsome?
Yes, he likes to wear suits and ties, and he is strict with his employees.
Oh, is he?
Yes, but he is very warm-hearted and patient. I'm still grateful to him for his help with my work.
He is an old man, isn't he?
No, not really. Probably he is in his 40s, but he looks older. He's tall and a little fat.
Do you think he is friendly?
Of course, though he does not speak a lot. In short, I'm sure he is a very nice gentleman.
Thanks a lot for the information.
You are welcome. Good luck.
Linda, I want to know something about Mr. Bacon. You know him, don't you?
Sure, Eric. I used to work for him. Why are you asking about him?
You know, I've applied for a full-time job in his factory, but I have never seen him, and tomorrow he will interview me.
Oh, that's nice. Mr. Bacon is a very successful manager.
What does he look like? Is he handsome?
Yes, he likes to wear suits and ties, and he is strict with his employees.
Oh, is he?
Yes, but he is very warm-hearted and patient. I'm still grateful to him for his help with my work.
He is an old man, isn't he?
No, not really. Probably he is in his 40s, but he looks older. He's tall and a little fat.
Do you think he is friendly?
Of course, though he does not speak a lot. In short, I'm sure he is a very nice gentleman.
Thanks a lot for the information.
You are welcome. Good luck.
听第十段材料，回答第十八至二十题。
Third world countries often mistakenly decide to permit rapid industrialization.When this industrialization occurs, many new factories open, and workers get jobs. Unfortunately, many of these new jobs are not permanent. The leaders of an industry want their factories to be as productive as possible, and they will do anything to achieve that goal. Whenever they can, they take advantage of automation, which means that workers are replaced by a more efficient machine. As a result,A worker trained for a specific factory job becomes unemployed, and the profits of the factory owners are maximized. Many experts in third world economics are concerned about rapid industrialization because it brings problems as well as progress. The leaders of third world countries should be aware of the dangers as well as the advantages of rapid industrialization.Third world countries often mistakenly decide to permit rapid industrialization. When this industrialization occurs, many new factories open, and workers get jobs. Unfortunately, many of these new jobs are not permanent. The leaders of an industry want their factories to be as productive as possible, and they will do anything to achieve that goal. Whenever they can, they take advantage of automation,which means that workers are replaced by a more efficient machine. As a result, a worker trained for a specific factory job becomes unemployed, and the profits of the factory owners are maximized. Many experts in third world economics are concerned about rapid industrialization because it brings problems as well as progress. The leaders of third world countries should be aware of the dangers as well as the advantages.of rapid industrialization.